You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Michelle Patterson's in the house. Women Network, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Good to be back. By popular demand.
Back by popular demand, exactly. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Devil's Food Cake Day. And I am looking at a picture here online, National Devil Foods Cake Day. I'm ready. Of course, at my size, I'm ready for chocolate cake almost any time of day. Good stuff there. Where are you going to get yours at? Let me know. At Ron Siegel. Tweet me. At Ron Siegel. Let me know where you're going for chocolate devil's food cake today. I'm sure that we might want to chase that if the markets hold as they are right now. You may want to chase that devil's food cake with a good port or maybe a martini, something along those lines, because the Dow is down today 139 points, oil down 92 cents, the U.S. 10-year Treasury after skyrocketing yesterday, falling back a little bit today. What's causing all this to go on? Very, very interesting information. I was listening to a conference call yesterday. And I get on these calls just to hear what other people have to say, see how we can share information. And I heard a gentleman talking about mortgage rates. And his commentary on the mortgage rates was that the Federal Reserve said they're going to increase interest rates, or they plan on increasing interest rates in June. And I'm thinking to myself, and this is an industry professional, another part of the country, industry professional, I won't mention his name, don't want to embarrass him, but my comment was, why are you sharing information that is a month old? You see, the report that he was citing was, the report was released yesterday. He was talking about comments that came from the United States Federal Reserve when they released the minutes of the last meeting. That was a month ago. What's happened since then? And if you just look at the data and you don't study the data, well, a month ago, economists were predicting with 75% certainty that the Federal Reserve would increase their interest rates at the June meeting. 75% of the economists surveyed said they were going to increase interest rates at the June meeting. Then the data starts coming out. We see GDP that's pathetic. We see a jobs report that's pathetic. We see the Fed, this one just came out today and said the same thing it said a week ago. The Philly Federal Reserve Manufacturing Index, pathetic. All of these different economic indicators coming out that are pathetic. And now that same group of economists that a month ago was saying, and it was for 3 months in a row, they're saying the Federal Reserve will increase interest rates with 75% certainty in June, those economists have now come out and said in their May survey, there is a 31% chance. So they dropped from 75 to 31, yet people are reporting old data. How do you know where to go to get the accurate data? Well, it's right here every morning, 9 to 10 a.m., Ron Siegel Radio. We give that accurate data to you. Those same economists now are predicting that in the July Federal Reserve meeting, a 21% likelihood of a rate increase. Jumping to September, they're talking about it going back to a 31%. And I would suggest to you that I don't think we're going to see an increase the rest of the year. I know the Federal Reserve is trying every way possible to increase interest rates. They want to increase interest rates, even if they have to manipulate data to highlight the data that they want, because they want to get us up to a higher rate than where they are right now at the 0.25%. So the question becomes, why do they want to do that? And why do I say they will not? Well, here's the solution or the answer. The employment is not looking good. 278,000 people this last week filed first-time unemployment claims. Yes, it was down 16,000 from the week before, but that's about a half a million people. Over a half a million people in the last 2 weeks have filed for first-time unemployment. The economist expected that to be 275,000, so it's a little higher than they expected. The numbers do not support a strengthening economy. The two things you don't want to do in a weak economy, you do not want to raise interest rates and you do not want to raise taxes. Well, the pinheads in Washington, we can't control them yet. That's why there's such a revolution going on in this country, civil revolution. But here's the thing, is the Federal Reserve, even though they want to increase interest rates, the data doesn't support it. And when they start getting into September, October, November, do you really think the Federal Reserve wants to increase interest rates and put their influence, their stamp on a presidential election? They say they're not partisan, but they really don't want to get involved in that, especially if Donald Trump is elected. And why do I say especially if Donald Trump is elected? Well, the current Federal Reserve probably doesn't share a lot of the same viewpoints that Donald Trump does. So the thought there is be careful, because they want to... Every politician, everyone in Washington, they all have the same motive. And I don't care if it's a Democrat, if it's a Republican, if it's an independent, a libertarian, a socialist. They all have the same exact agenda. And it has nothing to do with you and me. They want to get reelected. They want to keep their job. That's what it's all about. So you're going to see a lot of the politicians. They may hate every word that Donald Trump says on the Republican side. If they think that he can help them keep their job, they're going to be on his bandwagon just like white on rice. You heard it here first. I'm just telling you the way it is. Now, here in the state of confusion, there are some other political issues going on. We'll chat about a couple of those. And again, I'm a conservative in the state of confusion. When you're as conservative in the state of confusion, you don't get a whole lot of vote. But think about this one. Think about the thought, Kamala Harris running for United States Senate. She doesn't like the job that she currently has. Of course, I don't like the job that she's currently doing, but she is the California Attorney General. Yeah, the state Supreme Court just came out and says that, you know, maybe Ms. Harris, you're not allowed to collect the data and force people to turn over their donor lists when you tell them that you're going to safeguard those lists and then you put them on a website. That's not quite safeguarding the lists. And maybe maybe it's a little abuse of power. I don't know. But the Americans for Prosperity Foundation found 1,700 private donor lists had been posted on the Attorney General's public website. 1,700 donor lists. Think about that one. And that's who many people think might be our next senator from the state of confusion. Unbelievable. At least the judge came out and said, you know, I don't think you need to give that list off. It was actually the Judge Real is his name or her name. I don't even know if Judge Real is a him or a her, but it doesn't matter. Judge Real is the presiding judge at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, think about this. If the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rules against a Democrat, well, that just doesn't happen.
This is ridiculous.
Gotta really wonder what Ms. Harris must have some interesting concepts there. Have noticed a real quickie that before we go to break, Donald Trump Did you see what he did yesterday? A couple of things yesterday. Very interesting. Number one, he named the 11 judges that, or 11 judges that he would try and pick from as future Supreme Court justices if he is elected. But more importantly, to those of us who own a home, he says that he wants to overhaul the Dodd-Frank Act. Now, Dodd-Frank, two loons, thank goodness they're out of politics. They don't have jobs in Washington any longer. But think about this. Probably one full percentage point of your home loan interest rate is being charged to you because of the Dodd-Frank Act. 1%. So if you're paying 3.5% right now, or if you're at that APOR rate of 3.61% right now, APOR 30-year fixed rate 3.61, that would be 2.61, according to many in the industry, if it were not for the Dodd-Frank Act causing companies to have to pay boatloads of money to pay more attorneys than lenders or loan officers for compliance sake. Just a thought for you to remember when you go to vote this year. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to get an update chat on what's going on with Michelle Patterson, Women Network, when we come back, the presidential election and its impact on housing. What does that do for your house? Credit card debt versus installment loans. Which should you pay down first? And believe it or not, 2/3 of the people in the U.S. would struggle if they had a $1,000 crisis. $1,000 crisis in their household. 2/3 of the population. That is a sad state. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio and Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. And don't you dare tell me you don't have a household board of directors, because you need one if you don't have one. Think about this. Any business, any nonprofit organization, they all have a board of directors. Yet I hear consumers many times saying they don't have a board of directors. Now, what would a household board of directors be? Well, it's quite simple. It would be your CPA, financial planner, tax planner, maybe a credit repair specialist, insurance agent or agents, because you might need more than one of them. How about an estate planning attorney? If you own property, have kids, you need one of them. How about a family lawyer? Combination divorce comes up 70% of the time of first-time marriages in Orange County, 50% in the state of confusion. Think about that one. But what about for different issues, special needs kids, seniors, or elder law attorneys, bankruptcy attorneys, real estate? All these people are part of the board of directors. And if you tell me you don't have one, why? It's called improper planning, and especially when it's free. One of my favorite words. All you need to do is text ATP, ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. Fill out a little bit of a survey there. No one's going to call you. No one's going to bug you. We will make the introductions for you to your board of directors, and you can go on your way knowing that we've already talked to many of these people. I get one of the blessings I have every day is I get an opportunity to chat with folks. And when you chat with folks all the time, you find out who are the ones that have the right heart, who are the ones that are just out there trying to sell things, which I'm not a fan of. But in the real-time real estate segment, get this question a lot. What happens to real estate during a presidential election? What's the impact on housing? And obviously, we go through this every 4 years. Studies are done all the time. So the National Association of Realtors comes out with their commentary. They are a little biased. The quote, in spite of deficient supply levels, stock market volatility, and the paltry economic growth seen so far this year, the housing market did show resilience and had its best first quarter of existing sales since 2007. Freddie Mac's commentary, recent data darkened the growth outlook for the first quarter of 2016. However, despite the disappointing economic reports, we still forecast housing to maintain its momentum. Fannie Mae has another, I posted all of this right on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, so you can see the whole report. But even during this election year, the desire to achieve the American dream is greater than the fear of uncertainty of the next presidency. Just remember one thing about presidents, regardless of the party. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, doesn't matter any of them. It takes a while for whatever policies they bring with them to reach you and I down here at the consumer level. That's why I've shared, debated with many people, the recession of 2007 under the Bush administration, Bush 43, was absolutely created by policies of President Clinton. And I can point to the exact policies for you. They take a while to filter down to you and I. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Set up your household board of directors. Text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. So now we get to chat about, move away from our political arena. Well, maybe we won't talk, move away from political arena, but we're going to talk to Michelle
Patterson. I got excited, actually. I was like, really? Okay, good.
What about staying in politics or moving away?
No, move away. I'm a poli-sci major from LMU, but yeah.
So we'll move away from that. So
move away. Step away.
So we're going to talk about Michelle's runs an organization, the CEO, fancy title.
Fancy.
They call me peon. So I'm P-E-O-N, you're CEO. Women Network. So tell us what's going on with the Women Network.
Yeah, we've had a pretty exciting few months. We had March 8th. We had International Women's Day. We broke the world's record for the most live stream. And we had 630 cities, over 200 countries participating. And we were able to go ahead. We housed it out of UC Irvine, out of the Cove. And we
streamed UC Irvine.
All in one spot. Well, and that's what's so exciting about technology is we weren't able to do that in the past, where now we had individuals all over the world that streamed in. It was this interactive experience talking about just with really what women are doing and tapping into 100% of the talent pool versus 50%.
So what are women doing?
Well,
beyond the fact that I of course, I'm a little, I don't know. Sometimes you say, some people call it chauvinistic. I call it chivalrous. I couldn't handle when my kids were younger, I couldn't handle my wife's job. You know, she got sick and between working and running the kids and running the house and trying to make sure that I was out of trouble, I couldn't handle everything she did. So the thought of, you know, when you say, what are women doing? It's like, what aren't they doing?
Right, right.
Right?
Well, what's been so exciting is just to see women supporting other women, because think about it. So women do amazing things.
Except for Madeleine Albright.
But,
you know, we don't want to, you know, if you don't support other women, there's a special place.
There's a special place in California. I like that.
There you go. But exactly. Wait a second. I think I've got him here, right? He might show up in a second here. He's a little bit slow every once in a while.
Oh, but I like that. Well, so what we did, we had the group Water Bears I shared on my last show. So the Water Bears, group of women, just, you know, average, you know, moms, women that are taking care of their families, raising their companies, got together and provided clean water for that month, 337,000 people through these filters, not for just the month, Ron, for 10 years through these filters.
Wow.
So think about, you know, you're a parent and you're looking at your kid. You got to give your kid water.
Sure.
Make the decision. You have to have water.
Yeah.
But is it clean water or is it dirty water?
Well, in Flint, Michigan, we know the answer to that.
Which is frightening.
Right.
I mean, talk about bringing it close to home.
And Brian McCowan was in last week or the week before we were chatting about it, because he has a water filtration company. And it's amazing the things that they talk about that's in the water that most of us don't even know about.
Right. So Women Network, it's the largest community for women globally. We have come together and it's really having a spot for resources, tools. I love what you say when you say your board of directors, because that's truly what it is. It's how to be the CEO of your own life, how to live your best life.
And that's pretty amazing. So one of the interesting things that you're coming up with there is if you've got all these people in all these countries, it must sound like there's not a whole lot that's unique. Right. It's universal. Some of the issues
really
that are going
is.
On here in Amsterdam. The same
it really
thing.
Is across the board. I mean, we did a big conference with Nigeria and it was amazing. You know, the time difference was crazy, but we're up. And next thing you know, we're talking about these issues and it's the same, you know, the same concern. It's how do I best care for my family? How do I best provide? You know, how do I structure this? And they're asking the same questions. Eyes are watering, you know, on both sides, because we have those same concerns. And that's what's so exciting about technology and this online platform. So we have the physical event, California Women's Conference, which is held in Long Beach, the Long Beach Convention Center, and that's scheduled for December 7th, which is a Wednesday, and December 8th, Thursday. And we rock it. And we're anticipating 10,000 plus people. We're in our 30th year. And we've got some pretty exciting speakers. We get to release our lineup the end of August, but we've hosted everything from the Dalai Lama to Oprah. You know,
wow.
We had Helen Reddy, who came the last conference and sang I'm Women. You know, all
that's
the way
an old
out,
song. That's
right?
About as old as me.
I was going to have you sing it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you bring it home for us?
No, nobody wants to hear
Come
me
on,
sing.
Come on, Ron.
Nobody wants to hear me sing. That would be a scary thought if I started singing.
So we're all about helping women focus on living their best life. So the five areas: career, physical, financial, social, and community. So,
well, we're going to dig into more of those. And it's very interesting that you say that, because I think we need to get you on some of these national radio shows or TV shows as well, because we keep hearing over and over on the national scene that there's like women's issues from a political standpoint. There's only one, right? And from what you're saying, I mean, there's so many areas. It's not that there's just one issue that women are concerned with. When you have 630 cities and 200 countries all talking about women's issues, and you can go for 2 days, not just a single issue.
Absolutely not. I mean, our issues are...
Let's talk about that. We're going to save that. Next segment, we're going to talk about maybe these five areas that Michelle brought up, and we'll dig into them a little bit deeper. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, those five areas are on the docket. Credit card debt versus installment loans. What should you pay off first? And really, two-thirds of the people can't afford a tragedy? What happens if your car breaks down? There might be some issues. How do we deal with it? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Does it make any sense? I mean, how could this possibly be that in a country like ours, that two-thirds of the population would struggle with a $1,000 crisis? We talk about this on Ron Siegel Radio all the time. The emergency fund, the rainy day fund, there are no reservations for catastrophes. We saw today, and I would venture to guess, and I'll share the exact number, I look for it here. Out of the 278,000 people that filed first-time jobless claims last week, how many of them do you think were planning on that happening a month or 2 months ago? Probably not a whole lot. I mean, some of the big companies do have to announce it early, but for the most part, they don't know. If they had less than $1,000 in an emergency fund, and this is a poll conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Two-thirds of Americans would have difficulty coming up with money to cover a $1,000 emergency. Heck, I think that a lot of people should probably have $1,000 in cash in a safe at home, just in case. You never know what you need. The commentary goes on, even for the country's wealthiest 20%, households making more than $100,000 a year, 38% of them say they would have at least some difficulty coming up with $1,000. 38%. Can you believe those numbers? So what do you do about it? Now, I share a lot. We're going to talk tomorrow in depth with Jay Kaplan. Seniors, even though you might say, I don't want to have any loan on my house, I want a free and clear house, which you and I have talked about is not good economics, have a reverse mortgage line of credit. It does not cost a whole lot of money, but if you need to write a check, you can. That way, if you have that $1,000 that you need, you just write a check for it. Not an issue. You don't have to wait and see if you qualify. If you're a homeowner, have a home equity line of credit, whether you use it or not. Get that line of credit. Might cost you $300 or $400 to get it. I don't sell them, but I just share with you. Get it so that you have access to your home equity if you need it. Have a plan. What happens if you have my son had this. I'll share a personal story. My son is driving his cousin back to school in Texas. They're driving a relatively new BMW, and a shovel falls off of a gardening truck in front of him. There's a ditch to his right, a semi to his left. What's he going to do? He drives over it. When they go over it, he centered the car over it. When they went over it, the shovel hit the tire, and it boomeranged up and knocked out the oil pan of the car. $12,000 in the middle of Waco, Texas, or Waco, or somewhere, El Paso. I don't know where they were. But think about that, $12,000 in damage. If you can't afford $1,000, what are you going to do then? How are you going to rent a car even to get to the final destination? Are you going to start walking? It's a long walk. Texas is a big state. Just a thought. Plan in advance. That is the Word on Wealth segment today. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And I continue our conversation this morning. Michelle Patterson's in the house. Women Network. Yeah, there you go. I don't even have those sound effects.
Come on, Ron.
Gotta get it. Get them going.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so we were talking before the break. There was five different issues you said about with women.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean? We have no issues.
No,
Ron.
No issue. My wife might be listening or listen to the replay, so I'm going to agree with you 100%.
Thank you, Ron. Exactly. As my husband says, a happy wife is a happy life.
Absolutely.
So the five areas, and this is across the board, Gallup poll talks about this, but the five areas to live your best life, it's career, physical, financial, social, and community. And what happens oftentimes?
Wait a second. I don't take shorthand here.
You don't.
Physical,
financial. So you have social and relationships.
Social. Aren't those the same?
Same thing.
Okay. Social and relationships.
And then community.
Okay.
And so what's happening right now in our world is that only 7% of the world does all five of those areas. And so the happiest people in our world are working on all five. And so what we focus on at Women Network is how to be able to do, you know, all five. And so you talked about it earlier, is have a plan, work your plan. And, you know, those individuals where they're completely focused on their career, but then they come home and their home life is completely out of sorts.
Right.
So I have to tell you, we become good friends.
Yep.
Love your family. Met your son this morning. Yep. And I love what you do because you show up in a big way. So I started telling you, oh my God, I had my most embarrassing moment this weekend.
Yeah, we got to hear that. We always have to have the good stories are the true ones, right?
So you know, right? So I'm all about, you know, that plan, that balance, work your plan. So talking about relationships and social. So been married for, you know, 19 years. You've been married for 29 years. So again, going back to having that balance, having that plan, you want to keep the romance going, right?
Right, absolutely.
So it's Saturday afternoon and, you know, I'm home and the husband's home. So I pull it up here. So I send him a text, all right? So now I know this doesn't go out to too many people, right?
No, we only have seven listeners.
Okay, perfect.
And Mitchell just went to Starbucks and there might
so
be
we're,
six.
So we're super good. All
yes,
right, good.
Absolutely.
So I send this to my husband a little Saturday afternoon. I said, want to go for a quickie before the kids get back and we need to leave. We had an event that night,
okay.
Right? So again, I'm doing, you know, like a good Samaritan. I got my five to thrive. I'm checking off the box,
checking
social
off all of them, right?
Relationships, right? Can discuss all five,
right? So just in the one text, we're dealing with physical, social, relationship, commitment. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know what though? Let's add in career. You go through a divorce. I mean, that's like earth shattering. You know.
Absolutely.
You have to go ahead and split the proceeds. So I send off this text and I'm thinking, you know, I'm pretty cool. And all of a sudden I hear this kind of rumbling downstairs. He's downstairs. I'm upstairs. And then about 15 minutes later, I hear this as they're leaving. Bye, Mrs. Patterson. We're leaving. We're all leaving now. And I'm thinking, what? Like, I sent it to his phone. Right?
Right.
So my husband comes upstairs and he's like, babe, he goes, my phone was hooked up to the TV. All the teenagers, we have a house full of teenagers. We got an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old. All the teenagers are home with their friends playing video games and we're using my phone and up on the big screen. Want to go for a quickie before
okay, that's
the kids go. But I thought, so I could not show my face. I could not show my face for, like, it's still, what is it? Today's Thursday. And I'm thinking, yeah. So needless to say, there was no action happening that afternoon.
Wow, that's an interesting story there, right?
So the moral of the story is to your seven listeners is, just know that sometimes those texts are not so private at all.
You know,
isn't that crazy?
Absolutely.
did I just stump you?
No, it's funny. It just brings a story to my mind that we went through in our household as well.
Are we going
to
see who could out embarrass the other?
No,
Ron.
You win.
I just put myself out there to your seven listeners.
You
so
win.
Come on, Ron.
You certainly take the cake on that one. Mine was not nearly as good. Actually, mine was my wife, but not nearly as good as that one. That's a great. That's something it's interesting in this society that we have anymore, though, because especially with what you're doing with the Women Network and having used the technology to connect so many people, I look at it sometimes is, you know, and I'm thankful for technology. We get, you know, thousands of people listening to us live on ESPN, hundreds of thousands watching replays on YouTube. So I'm very, very thankful of it. But it's funny how the text message has replaced the, verbal communication.
Right. Well, and think about it. It's in the same
downstairs
house.
Now.
It's now, exactly. Oh, I'll be thinking twice before I said anything ever again.
Yeah.
But I mean, and literally on the big screen, you know, big bold right up at top. But that's
the bright side. You didn't send pictures.
Thank God I didn't send pictures. But think about it. That's in your own house.
Right.
You know, we're going through. I mean, there's some correspondence that happens strictly text. I mean, only on text.
And you know something? These five areas to live by. That's a great. You know, you got to have a meme or something posted or banners with something like that, because really, you're right. I mean, everybody, if you can really remember to keep balance on all of those.
What's your five to thrive?
Yeah, five areas to thrive.
Yep, your five to thrive. And in fact, tonight for our third Thursday, we go through and talk about our five to thrive. So we have Christine Simmons.
Okay, we're going to hold that and talk about third Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. Gotta love the third Thursday.
Not Thirsty Thursday, but third Thursday.
You mean you can't have a drink there?
That's a really good idea. No, you actually can.
A little wine, because we have wine Wednesday,
Vimeo.
Thursday, Thursday. We're going to talk more about this. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Michelle Patterson. I wonder if we can get her second most embarrassing moment. That might be.
I might have to leave that for my next visit on your show.
Next visit.
I don't want to overwhelm your seven guests.
Exactly. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you miss any part of our broadcast, make sure you go to YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at Ron Siegel or on Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy
copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, VIP has all the products you could possibly want. One day at a short sale, one day at a bankruptcy, one day at a foreclosure, plus the basics, including the down payment assistance program. Think about that at graduation time. I think we're getting close, but graduation time. An Apple computer. Yes, I've got one in front of me. I've got an iPad in front. Heck, I got all kinds of Apple stuff in front.
You got a lot of toys there.
A lot of toys. A lot of things to try and keep me in trouble. But think about this. An Apple computer. I think I looked at the new iPads like $2,000 and a new MacBook $2,000. $400,000 house, 3.5% down payment. 3% down payment assistance means 0.5% out of pocket. $400,000 house, that's $2,000, the same as a MacBook. What do you think is going to appreciate and what will depreciate? Just a thought for you right there. Maybe it's an idea. Think about calling VIP for that. Credit card debt versus installment loans. Which do you pay down first? It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you are trying to accomplish a higher credit score, pay down the credit card debt first. Get those percentages down. If you are trying to just get your debts in line, pay down those that have the highest interest rates first. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Got to look at that. It's all about planning. We've been talking about that all day. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Michelle Patterson's in the house chatting about the Women Network. So the third Thursday, I go to an event the third Thursday every month, but tell me what this one is that you're doing.
Yeah, so the third Thursday, it is over at UC Irvine at the Cove. And you talked about wine. We have refreshments from Vinium. We've got speakers tonight. So our keynotes are Christine Simmons, and she is the COO for the women's NBA team, the Sparks team.
Okay.
Is going to rock the house. You also have Carrie Murphy, who is a CEO of Inspired Living, and they talk about these five to thrive, these areas. What are they doing to live their best life? You know, how are they running massive organizations? Carrie's a new mommy.
Nice.
And really,
that's got to be a whole paradigm and life shift, right?
Oh, yeah. And she's right. Doing it.
A company and a mom.
And a mom. And
I don't know how moms do it. I'll be the first to say it. I don't know how
she's
moms
a single
do
mom.
It.
Single mom running an
I don't know how they got to be a single mom. That was easy. Because that carries us back to our last segment, and we're not going to go there.
But But yeah, it's being able to have other women and men. We've got, you know, 17% men are part of Women Network, and you can find us, you can follow on.
17% men are part of the Women Network.
Right, and attend the California Women's Conference, and that number's growing because they're recognizing women are 78% of the consumer, 85% of the decision maker out of the household. So you could be a part of it.
I guess most people refer to me as being odd. Because I know when you mentioned your event back in March that you were doing, the Women's
the International Women's Day. Day, yep.
You know, and you said
Global Day,
right? And then why would I be going to an International Women's Day? It seems like it would be a little, you know, out of place. And I haven't done my Caitlyn Jenner yet.
Well, let's talk about this. So yeah. You're talking about loans. You're talking about going and doing refis. How to get the best deal? Who makes those decisions?
Women.
Let's lay it out there. Women.
Well, you know, so when we talk to a lot of the realtors, when I do a lot of trainings for realtors, you know, it's sometimes the man gets into the conversation is sometimes they get a say in the financial part. But when it comes to deciding on the right property, the man might as well stay home.
Right.
Right.
I mean, in fact, we just went through a big move. My husband, it was like, let me know. We moved into a home that he never saw. We literally moved in and he's like, this is the weirdest thing. I'm going into the house. It's not, oh, am I going to like it? Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Oh, I'm moving here.
Right. And most of us, I mean, I don't know, maybe there's some that are a little more controlling. I know when I haven't bought a house for myself. We moved into our house a little over 21 years ago. Same scenario. I mean, I had seen it, but my wife said, this is what I like. Right. It would fit the budget. And so away we go. So I guess that maybe that makes sense then. So are the men there? I would almost feel like you're there pandering, though.
You know, it's not about that. It truly is this partnership. I mean, I look at the different things that my husband handles. You know, he's a CPA. He's a financial guy. But at the same time, we talked about this earlier. A happy wife is a happy life.
Sure.
And you do. There's that balancing act. And as women, we go in and we look at what's good for the whole. That's right. Why women in business, they'll look at things differently. They'll look at it from a standpoint of, you know, give women these resources and tools. They'll take them back to their community and serve the community and serve the greater good.
So you do the event. It's every third Thursday, every month?
It's every third Thursday, but we have them happening all over the world. So
if somebody wanted to get involved with that.
Yeah, so if they go to, they can follow me on Michelle TV Show. So at Michelle TV Show.
Michelle TV Show.
Do you like that?
Pretty
cool,
huh?
And then you got, you know, at The Women Network.
Okay, and that's a single.
Correct.
The Women,
T-H-E, Women Network.
W-O-M-E-N or A-N?
E-N.
Okay, The Women Network.
The Women Network. You can also go to womennetwork.com.
Holy cow.
Check this out there.
I see a theme here.
Right? And let me guess, it's going to be another one. Here we go. Women Network. You could find us too for all the events, everything that's listed, which I'm looking at something pretty cool here. It's Ron, you're doing a whole share your story of your business. So you host local business owners. You're providing a forum to share your story. What an amazing platform. So it attracts over 350,000 monthly views, which I looked up your stats and you're already, let's see, we're in the middle of the month and you're already over 300,000.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So I think this is a little outdated here, Ron.
Yeah, I might have to update that a little bit.
But you know, five to 7 minute segment. So that's what we do, is we're a platform, we're a megaphone. So I'm excited to take this. When you go and you look at the global calendar, when you look at what's happening out there, you'll be able to find this is the type of information that we provide women so that they have an outlet to share their story, share their message.
So what is it? Is it a membership that people
do? It's a membership.
Okay.
And it's also through, I mean, we have millions of followers that come on board to be a part of this.
Well, I've seen after the fact, I've never known about it in advance, but I've seen after the fact, was it in Long Beach, I think there's a big event that you do at the end of the year, something like that.
Right. So their 30th year California Women's Conference is happening. And I had the honor of taking over the conference in 2011. It's always been ran out of the governor's office. And now what we've done is not only have it in California, but we've been putting it in different locations around the world and creating this platform. So you can go ahead, if you can't be there in person, you can
That's December. I think you're coming December 7th and 8th.
December 7th and 8th. And rumor has it, some bird told me you're going to be there.
Well, now that I know that it's not just exclusively for women, right? I mean, like I said, I honestly always felt that it was an exclusive event, that it was a women's event. I always thought that if you had an event like that and just said it was men only, boy, then you'd really get a lot of media coverage. Right. Because you can't have something that's men only. Women only, though, it makes sense.
Right. And we do. I mean, it's amazing because if you think about it, a man started the California Women's Conference. Governor George Duke Majan started the conference 30 years ago. Women were open up businesses. They were failing. And he said, OK, we need to pull together all these different resources. So if you're an organization, if you're a company and you want to speak to women, which is pretty much everybody.
Sure.
And the brands, what's coming back is, women are saying, I don't feel like these brands are talking to me. They're not speaking to me. So
have to. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, we know that the consumer is 70% of our GDP, right? And if you look at what who is the real consumer in the world. I used to be in the import-export business. We knew that if it was the product didn't appeal to women, you might as well not bring it to market, right? I mean, there's a few things that are geared mostly to men, but I think even the items that are sold retail for men are still probably bought by women to give to the men.
Well, and if you look at each industry sector, you know, you've got the men are running that industry. So you have women that aren't being able to go ahead and put their influence into that industry sector. And this has nothing to do with men versus women or anything like that. This is literally, it's business. It's you know, the bottom line is the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Companies that excel have the diversity represented on their teams.
You got to know how to do it. And I think it's a great platform. I mean, I wasn't smart enough to think that the men would be going to these events. I think that you got to think about that. December 7th and 8th, go to the womennetwork.com.
Womennetwork.com.
Womennetwork.com. Get the information there. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Don't forget to join us this Saturday and Sunday for the America Ride, trying to help our veterans and honor our police. We're going to be continuing our Police Appreciation and Veterans Week next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a thanks to Michelle Patterson for sharing with us. Absolutely. And we thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us as well. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our